You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
All right, and you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hello, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ryan Roselle. I am the host of this show, which is called Butter on the Bread, as it has been called for about 2 years now. I hope everyone's having a good afternoon. I just had this crazy slice of pizza that was like baked potato, but then taco flavored. And it was delicious. So I hope you have been keeping yourself nourished today and enjoying yourself, enjoying that Eddie Murphy clip that I just played for you. I think that's from Raw. Eddie Murphy Raw. It's one of his stand-ups. It's a pretty good one. Let's just get to some tunes. I have a lot of tunes to play for you today. Some might even say a surplus. So I will close my mouth. And this is the Monophonics with Bang Bang, and I will talk about how you can see them very soon when we come back. Are back. Two songs there. First, you just heard Nancy Sinatra, You Only Live Twice. That is a James Bond theme song. So it's not YOLO, it's actually YOLT. That's probably what Nancy screams, YOLT, before shotgunning a beer and then heading back into the frat house. And before that, the Monophonics with their cover of Bang Bang. I thought it was written by Nancy Sinatra, which is originally why I played that song. It's also a really nice tune. But it is actually written by, Bang Bang was written by Cher and covered by Nancy Sinatra that same year. Yeah, we're going to change. Oh, the Monophonics are playing July 25th, a week from tomorrow, at the Electric Owl. You should check them out. They are from, San Francisco, which is one of my favorite cities of all time, and they are a really solid band. Most of their stuff is a bit more funk soul than that song, but they're awesome, so be sure to check them out. Now, I'm going to change the tone a little bit. Diane released their tape last week on Green Burrito Records, and I'm going to play, it's called Phantoms, and I'm going to play the first track off that tape. It is called Sorcery, and we're going to play a little bit more grungy stuff. So stay tuned. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR.
Trying to get me. motionless. Looking for a reason that can let me listen. You're coming in the morning when the light comes in. Coming in the evening when it's down again. Coming in the morning when the light comes in. Coming in the evening when it's down again. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
The 6th Annual Queer Arts Festival runs July 24th through August 9th at the Roundhouse Community Center in Vancouver. The Queer Arts Festival is Western Canada's only professional queer arts festival with a curated visual art exhibition, a community art show, 3 weeks of cutting-edge performing arts events, and inspiring workshops for adults and youth. Visit queerartsfestival.com for complete event details.
Two bands that are playing this Friday at the Electric Owl. You just heard The Dead Ghosts, You Don't Belong, and before that, The Ballantines, Faith. That's off their new 7-inch on La Ti Da Records. Both of them are playing at the Electric Owl, along with Big Eyes, who are from Seattle. Nardwar did an interview with them on Friday over the phone, so be sure to check out that as well. I think that's up on the Facebook page, and the Nardwar podcasts. Before the Ballantines, you heard Hooded Fang. They are Torontonians. Is that, what do you call someone from Toronto? Torontonites? Torontonians sounds good to me. We started that set off with Diane, Sorcery, off of their new Phantoms tape on Green Burrito Records. Now, I'm going to take you to a couple of fellas who, two fellas in particular, Mac DeMarco and Peter Sager, both out of Montreal, both in each other's bands. We're going to start with Peter's band, because he was less vain and decided not to name it after himself. This is Homeshake with their song Sally on 101.9 FM CITR.
Giant.
Three weird dudes out of Montreal. There's more than, well, actually, that last band, Sean Nicholas Savage, is just him on his own. But three projects, all run by weird dudes. And I mean that in a good way. That was Sean Nicholas Savage, his new album, which is just sounds like Phil Collins. Other Life, You Changed Me, the name of that track. Before that, you heard Mr. Mac DeMarco cooking up something good, the name of that song. Last time he was in town, he put his entire hand up his anus on stage, hanging from the rafters of the ceiling. What I'm trying to say is if he's ever in town again, which he definitely will be, because he lives in Montreal, you should go see him insert things into his bung. Did you know that's what it's called on a pig? Like the rectal passageway of a pig, the term is pork bung. And the reason I bring this up is because we were talking about a This American Life episode this morning where pork bung is rumored to be substituted for squid in some calamari dishes. So, and it apparently tastes good, so I mean, I guess I don't really have a problem with it, but the next time you order calamari, be sure in tiny, tiny print underneath it, it doesn't say substitute or pork bung. And that set was started off by Homeshake. That's Peter Sager, so he's the guitarist in Mac DeMarco, and then Mac DeMarco plays backup guitar in Homeshake. And that was the song Sally. Now we're going to do a little recap set. Last night I went out to the Railway Club, a fine establishment, and saw three excellent bands. It was the Jay Arner kickoff tour, and it was also a Shindig in July thing. So it was hosted by Ben Lai. Also, if you're a band, Shindig is now accepting submissions. And because it's the 30th anniversary, even if you've competed in Shindig before, you have a chance to win Japan Droids. So yeah, everyone if you're in a band, or if you're gonna make a band, you should sign up for Shindig and compete, because you can win free recording time at the Hive, I think, and a bunch of other fun stuff. So, be sure to do that, and come September, be sure to go to Shindig. So we had Shindig in July. It was Jay Arner, Movie Land, and Cult Babies. I'm gonna play a song by each of them. Oh, I also won Jokes for Beer. In case you've never been to Shindig, people get up on stage and tell jokes, and if the audience likes them, you get a beer. But this time, it was really competitive, because Ben bought the beers out of his own pocket. Thank you, Ben Lai, for the beer. And I won. And I guess I should just share my joke with you now. I was told to me by Ridley Bishop of the Oz, and it goes like this. Oh, I guess this joke contains adult themes. If you're sensitive to that, you might want to tune out for about 10 seconds. Anyways, so the joke is, what is the last thing you want to hear after having sex with Willie Nelson? I'm not Willie Nelson. And that is, I want a beer. For saying those few short words, and it was a tasty one too. It was a steam whistle. So thank you, Ben. And yes, let's get to the Jay Arner tour kickoff recap. Three song set with Jay Arner. This is his song "Don't Remind Me."
About last night, did I get wild? Did I take? Two snakes in a pool, and they are falling.
I know as soon as I start talking, it's going to start playing. That was Movie Land. We're just waiting for the Cult Babies to queue up here. Let's try that again. No? No dice? Okay, well, anyways, that was Movie Land. I'm going to try to get the Cult Babies working. They played last night at the Railway Club. And that band features Davina, Adrian, Selena, and Allie. They're a killer band, and them and Cult Babies and Jay Arner are all in Chilliwack today, I believe. Is their show tonight? Is today the 17th? Yes. Yes, it is. Maybe. So they're in Chilliwack, or they're playing in Chilliwack on the 17th, if that's not today. I'm pretty sure it is. I have no idea. Summer time. I'm not even sure if it's Wednesday. I could just be on the air on the wrong day. But yeah, so they're all playing, and they played last night at the Railway Club. Cold Babies is super awesome. It's gonna work. They have a theremin in their band. It's working. It's working. They have a theremin in their band, and Michelle plays trumpet, and Larissa of Kellarissa, and what's her other band's name? Fake Tears. Also sings in that band. Okay, here we go. This is the final band that played that evening, Cult Babies. This is off. They only have two demos up on their Bandcamp, which they released last month. And this is the song Good Death.
Playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man,
I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
What do you say to people who have no homes? Is it Astrodome or Superdome or moving with a relative? But then that's relative when you have to move from NO to Alaska or Utah and you saw how they feel about you in the news.
Thank you.
two songs about Hurricane Katrina. I don't know why. I originally was just going to play the Black Lips, the first song, Oh Katrina, and then I was like, oh, you know what? This is a DJ Shadow track. Broken Levee Blues is the name of that track that you just heard by DJ Shadow, also about Hurricane Katrina. I don't know. I had extra time for a song, but now it seems our time has come to a close. Just enough for one more song. Thank you for listening. If you're going to be at the Folk Fest this weekend by chance, come by the CITR table. I'll be there, bored. You should, if you're going, you should definitely check out Jerron Paxton, who I interviewed, who I played the interview with last week. He is an incredible musician and performer. So go forth. Is it sunny outside? I don't know. I've been trapped in the station for like 4 hours or more, 5 hours now. If it is, go out. Watch out for Willie Nelson impersonators. And enjoy this last track by Bad Bad Not Good off their upcoming album BBNG3. This is Hedron. And up next is a Snow Elf, a show we syndicate from Co-op Radio.